This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
If it's the weekend, you know we're listening to New Beginnings, and I'm so excited that you spend your time at this early hour to be with us on the weekend. And they say that it's the early bird who catches the worm, and I'm glad that you're up early with us to get some great information about your career, about health, finance, spirituality, all of that. And with me right now to help us to navigate through the career segment of our program is the founder of Ripple Connects. His name is Mr. Joe McKenzie. He founded Ripple Connects a few years ago, and he turns candidates into contenders. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And this week, we want to talk about developing your ask. And I know there's some folks are going, what do you mean developing your ask for finding your next job? So before we really get into the meat of the questions, talk about what developing your ask actually means.
What we've learned here working with clients is that if you don't really develop what you're looking for, really, it was we call in sales training, asking for the order, we don't do a very effective job of sending our bench of advocates or some of our outer ring tier of our network off with a very good game plan or what we're looking for. So we like to help develop the ask for our clients. We frame the scope of their next job. You know, it could be I'm looking for a career in a information technology position with a Twin Cities K-12 school district. You know, we make sure we flesh that out. We look at the client and what they're trying to do. And really, yes, that's going to end up in your LinkedIn summary or in correspondence in an email. But Freddie, if we don't tell people what we want, how does anybody know what we want?
They don't know.
They can make assumptions about what we want. Mm-hmm. I know that when I was trying to recalibrate my career from an outside salesperson without a clear ask, you know, types of positions I was getting coming across my desk, outside sales positions.
Wow.
I no longer wanted to be in that role. I was looking for more of a nonprofit or marketing type of position. I did not have a clear ask several years ago. So I've worked with my clients to say, really, what are you asking for? And that's the ask. And it can be used in a multiple different ways. And when we keep it conversational. Your LinkedIn summary should, if you are searching and wanting to recalibrate, you should have a very clear ask on what they're looking for. Any conversation you have with your network should have a clear ask to it, because now they can be mobilized to uncover what you're looking for. And so we've worked with our clients and their self-marketing plan, and the first thing we do is we develop their ask.
Mm. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects, about developing your ask for finding your next opportunity. So why should someone who's beginning a new job search consider creating their own unique, clearly defined ask when maybe they're not as clear as they think they would like to be?
I think it amplifies what they're trying to do. I've seen LinkedIn summaries where they've basically taken their resume and tried to shoehorn it into this LinkedIn summary. And it becomes so less conversational than an ask. And when that ask should be able to be told in about 60 seconds or less, you know, it plays a critical role in how do we give our bench of advocates, how do we give our greater network, our friends, our family, our fellow church members, everybody that's meaningful in our lives, if they don't know what we're looking for, clearly, how are they going to advocate for us? How are they going to find opportunities in the hidden job market? How are they going to refer us in? And I think we get off track by trying to tell everybody where we've been, but we forget telling everybody where we want to go. And especially if you want to recalibrate your career, boy, how do they know what we're thinking? They make assumptions, Freddie. And now we're getting job leads or information that's really not relevant to what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So we're really that having a clear ask amplifies the message to the people that can really move the ball for us.
It's like going to either Chicago or to Florida. I guess the trains go either way you want to go, but you have to be very clear on which direction you're heading.
Absolutely.
So tell us about social media. I know that we've had some shows where you've shared some ideas about LinkedIn. You've talked about the efficacy of Facebook and so forth and different social media platforms. Talk about how social media plays a role in helping to amplify a clearly defined ask.
Well, I see the social media, the social aspect of it is really having a conversation. So a conversational tone within that ask versus really trying to push a resume at someone. That doesn't work as effective in social media as well as it could. There are areas where the resume type of information is going to be in a LinkedIn, but you think of the other aspects of it. We want people to be top of mind, but also have a takeaway. And that's that clear ask that we have. You know, I mentioned someone that was looking for IT positions within a Twin Cities K-12 school district. Well, this person doesn't live in the Twin Cities right now. Mm-hmm. So many people are thinking that this person wants to be outstate. And so that's just one example of how this person's ask is helping really curate the right opportunities. So when someone says, oh, this person is looking for a position within the Twin Cities or K-12, that gives a much clearer ask than where they've been, what they've done. There's the LinkedIn, the where you've been shouldn't roll up to your summary. You should make the ask in your summary compelling enough for them to read more. Mm-hmm. And if you try to bring your resume all up in the LinkedIn summary, that's not conversational tone in social media. That's like reading someone's resume. And so we want to make a compelling ask so they read more.
So we have to be really clear on that first few lines that a reader will see when you're on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't want to bury the headline, and you certainly don't want to make it not compelling enough for them to read farther down.
Okay. We're trying to give you some strategies on how to develop your ask for finding your next career opportunity. So it sounds as if, I mean, I was going to ask a question, but I think you've already answered it, but I'll state it anyway. LinkedIn is still a viable source for developing and putting forward your ask, in your opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is going to be a good stepping off point for people that you may reconnect with via LinkedIn. If they see clearly what you're looking for, or you share that with them, now they're in better shape to understand what you're looking for. And so, yes, LinkedIn, I think, is the gold standard for engaging with our network, but the bench of advocates, those meaningful connections in our lives that can really help us uncover that hidden job market or, you know, advertise job opportunities that they can refer us in or give us some kind of information that we know this is a good opportunity for us to pursue. Mm-hmm. So, yes, LinkedIn is a great way to leverage a lot of this. But also, Freddie, never underestimate the ability to sit, you know, face-to-face with the person and talk about your ask. Leave them with a copy of your ask so you keep it top of mind. And then your network won't make some assumptions. Now your network will be looking for you because you have a clear ask. I know I work with some college students or recent college graduates, and I go, what are you really wanting to get? I know you've given me some general terms, but I don't even know how to advocate for you. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, then they have to develop their ask.
If you have to ask a person what they're looking for, then I guess there's an issue. So tell us how this step helps to uncover, and you kind of mentioned the hidden job market.
Yes.
How does this step help to uncover opportunities in the unadvertised or the hidden job market, Joe?
Well, to go beyond, you know, your professional network may make some assumptions. At least they have a clear idea what you're looking for. Mm. And if they do hear about it or they share information with you, that may be an unadvertised position, or realizing that this industry is growing, that they're going to be looking for people, you know, with your skill set, your experience, your leadership. And so, yes, the hidden job market's real. You know, I put a hidden job market article from the state of Minnesota on my website for people to realize that is, you know, more than, you know, 50% of the jobs may go unadvertised that are filled. And right. There's a lot of different reasons for it. But unless we have a team of eyes and ears out there looking for it, we don't really leverage that hidden job market very well.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Joe. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
We do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
You're listening to New Beginnings, and let's talk now a little bit about health and some high-tech help for rectal cancer. It's a uniquely challenging type of cancer because it affects just the last 6 to 8 inches of the digestive system. The location and the presence of vital organs makes surgery uniquely challenging. There have been some advancements in treatment that is giving hope to patients whose cancer would have been untreatable otherwise. When you look at the 5-year survival rate, it's increased 40% from 1975 through 2013. These innovations continue to improve treatment. They include radiation therapy, which delivers a single high dose of radiation directly to the tumor site during surgery. Also, careful placement of radiation shields protects nearby organs from radiation damage. This type of therapy is used primarily for tumors that are large or have recurred after surgery, and it also reduces the risk of cancer recurrence. Also, robotic surgery. The surgery is performed while the surgeon sits at a console and uses controls to guide high-tech surgical tools, something out of Star Wars. It also allows surgeons to work in small spaces with three-dimensional visualization and more precision, flexibility, and control than with conventional techniques. It's minimally invasive, it has fewer complications, faster recovery time, fewer urological complications, and it may even reduce nerve dysfunction. And then there's the proton beam therapy, which uses a highly targeted precision beam to deliver radiation to a tumor and reduce radiation to surrounding healthy tissues and organs. It may even reduce side effects for the patients. It's especially useful for patients who have previously received radiation to the pelvis. One of the primary goals of this high-tech surgery is improving the quality of life after the surgery is done. There are two procedures here. One connects portions of the intestine after the removal of the rectum. It also helps to avoid permanent colostomy, and it offers patients a more normal lifestyle after surgery. The second idea is a cutting-edge, minimally invasive procedure. It replaces the rectum in patients with hereditary rectal cancers and rectal cancers in association with inflammatory bowel disease. Intestinal continuity is maintained, leading to minimal changes to lifestyle and quality of life. We're sharing with you high-tech ideas for patients with rectal cancer, which can be uniquely challenging. As we continue talking about your health on New Beginnings, researchers have found that different kind of diets, mostly from carbs to mostly meats, can lead to healthy lives. The nutrition experts have long debated whether there's an optimal diet that humans evolved to eat. There's a new study, though, that found that there is no one natural diet that is best for human health. The research published in the Journal of Obesity Reviews viewed that the diets, habits, and physical activities of modern hunter-gatherer groups and small societies whose lifestyles are similar to those of ancient populations. They found that all exhibit generally excellent metabolic health while consuming a wide range of diets. Some get as much as 80% of their calories from carbohydrates. Others eat mostly meat. But there were some broad strokes. Almost all of them eat a mix of meat, fish and plants, consuming foods that are generally packed with nutrients. In general, they eat a lot more fiber than the average American. But most of their carbohydrates come from vegetables and starchy plants with a low glycemic index. But it is also not uncommon for hunter-gatherers to eat sugar, consumed primarily in the form of honey. The findings also suggest that there is no one true diet for humans who can be very healthy on a wide range of diets. One thing hunter-gatherer populations have in common, according to the study, is a very high level of physical activity. Many walk between 5 and 10 miles a day, yet they don't have higher energy expenditure levels than the average U.S. office worker. That suggests that health authorities should consider recommending exercise primarily as a way to improve metabolic health, but not necessarily as a calorie-burning antidote to obesity, that according to the authors. From a public health perspective, modern hunter-gatherers might be more remarkable for their relative lack of chronic diseases like heart disease, hypertension, and cancer. Obesity rates are low. They have very high levels of cardiorespiratory fitness, even in old age, and type 2 diabetes and metabolic dysfunction are hardly ever seen. But life in hunter-gatherer societies isn't easy. Infant mortality rates are high because of infectious disease. Deaths from accidents, gastrointestinal illnesses, and acute infections are common. Those who manage to survive to adulthood often reach old age relatively free from degenerative diseases that are the normal in industrialized nations. They are typically fit and active until the end, suggesting that there is something about their way of life that allows them to age more healthfully. I should add, when we're talking about hunter-gatherers, we're talking primarily about a Hadza tribe of Tanzania living by subsistence hunting and foraging from berries, honey, certain types of fruits, and tubers. This study looked at hunter-gatherers and other small-scale societies across the globe, from South America to Africa and Australia. They looked at detailed dietary assessments of fossil and archaeological records to get a sense of what early humans ate. And they also included new data collected from the Hadza community that I just mentioned, a community of people who spend their days hunting and foraging in northern Tanzania, much as their ancestors may have done for tens of thousands of years. The Hadza community consumed what some call the oldest diet known to man. The amount of daily calories that the Hadza consume is similar to that of an average American, but they rely on a fairly small number of foods, and notably, they don't have potato chips, candy, or other processed foods that combine large amounts of fat and simple carbs, foods that are engineered to be irresistible even when we're not hungry. The lack of novelty and variety in hunter-gatherer diets may be part of the reason they don't overeat and become obese. Studies also show, for example, that the greater the variety of food choices in front of us, the longer it takes to feel full. That's a phenomenon known as sensory-specific satiety. That's the reason you always have room for dessert at a restaurant, according to the researchers. Even though you've had a savory meal and you can't eat one more bite of steak, you're still interested in the cheesecake because it's sweet and that button hasn't been worn out in your brain yet. We're looking at your health this weekend on New Beginnings, as we always do, and our program continues right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Where everybody knows your name.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
Quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. If you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
With each brushstroke on a canvas, an artist creates beauty and form from imagination. That's our point of focus. Through their imagination, an artist's skill captures what they see in the world in their mind's eye. These depictions can stir the soul. With your power of imagination, you can open a world of possibilities. By using your imagination, you can turn what seems impossible into the possible. By being resourceful or creative at work or at home, you can create what you imagine. Your imagination allows you to soar beyond appearances. You can visualize what is possible and bring that into visibility. Your enthusiasm actually expands as you apply your imagination. Use your creative power to explore a new dimension of living through imagination. I'd love to share more with you as a keynote speaker and show you how you can get huge results from the power of focus. To book Freddie Bell for your next event, send an email to Freddie, F-R-E-D-D-I-E, Bell.com or call 888-639-9738, 888-639-9738. with a point of focus. This is Freddie Bell.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's the founder, and welcome back to the program.
I'm so glad to be here, Freddie. Thank you so much.
Glad you're with us. And this week, we want to talk about love. I know this is Valentine's week. What do you have to say about love, Kelly?
Oh, well, isn't it just lovely, that whole thought of love and Valentine's Day? I love Valentine's Day. I love pink and red and the chocolate and going out for dinner and just being aware of the special people that we have in our lives. And I would like to invite our listeners, and not only our listeners, but the invitation I extend to myself as well, because one of the most important, if not the most important relationship that we oftentimes forget as we think about loved ones is the relationship that we have with ourselves. And what needs to happen in order for us to completely love and accept ourselves right now in this very moment? And I think it's an important question to ask because none of us are really taught how to love ourselves. None of us are taught how to show ourselves love. Quite the contrary, many of us are taught that if we accept ourselves, if we love about ourselves, if we praise ourselves, if we think highly of ourselves, that we're being boastful or full of pride and that's not good, or perhaps we're being selfish if we practice self-care. And ultimately, we really are the only ones that can love ourselves and care for ourselves in the most appropriate and the best way possible, because we are the experts of ourselves. And so I think it, on this Valentine's weekend, it is an important question to ask: what needs to happen before you can completely love and accept yourself? And sometimes people confuse that and think, well, if I completely love and accept myself as I am, I won't grow, I won't become, I won't do anything to improve myself. And that simply isn't true. The fact of the matter is, now is the only time that you can love and accept yourself. And so what better time than Valentine's Day weekend to finally give yourself permission to fully love and accept yourself just as you are, for who you are, knowing that you still have plenty of opportunity and potential to become the next best version of yourself at any given time, in any given moment.
So the key thing to remember in loving ourselves would be what?
Being kind to ourselves, being gentle to ourselves, paying attention to the inner dialogue that we have at any given moment, on any given day. I'm sure that you have said things to yourself in your own mind that you would never say to another human being. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and I have too, and we all have, and we do it with such ease. It's so easy to do that. So just start off by just giving yourself the option of being more gentle and kinder to yourself, and no longer be willing to partake in those self-dialogues that that tear you down and tear you apart. It's as simple as that to begin with.
Wow. Fine words coming from Kelly from West Metro Hypnosis, and New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues, it's time now to talk about your finances. And I have five ideas for you from Mike Nakashima of Innovate Financial as we talk about annuities and income for life and what you should know so that you don't pay an exorbitant price. There's a lot to love about having a guaranteed source of income for life. It gives you protection against running out of money and a greater ability to ride out the stock market's ups and downs. It might even lift your mood a little bit if you got more money in your pocket. Research has found that retirees with a predictable source of income, such as Social Security or a pension, are happier than retirees who don't have guaranteed income. I would submit that that's probably true for a lot of us. Don't have a pension? Want additional regular income beyond what you can get from Social Security? Well, that's where an annuity comes in. And here are five things that you should know before you get involved with an annuity. Here's number one. They're simple and they're complicated. When you look at the basics, an annuity is a deal with an insurance company. You turn over a sum of money, and in exchange, you can collect guaranteed income to help with your retirement. The size of your monthly check is determined largely by how old you are, your sex, and interest rates when you buy the annuity. For example, a 65-year-old man paying $100,000 for a single premium immediate annuity, also known as a lifetime annuity, could get about $565 a month for life for the same amount. A 65-year-old woman would receive $542 a month. Insurance companies set a woman's payouts lower because of their longer average lifespan. But annuities aren't all basic. They come in a lot of varieties: variable, fixed, equity indexed, and more. Some can help to defer taxes. Others allow people to invest in stocks and bonds while protecting against huge losses. Number two, they require a commitment. We're giving you the five things to know about annuities this weekend. As nice as guaranteed income is, you might want to pause a little bit at tying up your money in an annuity. The one thing that consumers get about annuities is that you're handing your money over to somebody else. And the single biggest thing people don't like is giving up control, especially of their money. That 65-year-old man that I gave you in that example, now if that person lives to be 90 years old, that individual will receive nearly $170,000 over the years in return for his $100,000. But if he were to die at age 70, he would have collected a total of about $34,000, and any heirs would get nothing. Avoiding that income is possible, but it comes at a price. The man could buy a lifetime annuity guarantee to pay out for at least 15 years, even if he dies before then. In that case, his beneficiaries would collect for the remainder of the 15 years. However, the annuity's monthly payout from day one would be lower than that of a lifetime annuity without the guarantee. There's going to be a test on this later on. Even a willing commitment has some hazards. Money spent on an annuity is money you can't get at or can access only at great expense in an emergency. Some of the experts suggest that putting in only enough in a single premium immediate annuity so the annuity and Social Security cover your basic living expenses. Then they say invest the rest of your money and draw that down systematically to spend on things like travel, hobbies, and maybe even spoiling the children in your family. Number three, so we've given you number one, annuities are simple and complicated. Number two, they require a commitment. Number three, you need to know what you want. Annuities are sold sometimes as a source of retirement income and sometimes as a way to invest in the market and manage taxes. But it's important to decide why you might buy. Do you want income now? and thus want an immediate annuity, or later, which is a deferred annuity? Do you want a predictable payout, which is a fixed income, or payouts that rise or fall with the financial markets? That's a variable annuity. If you're on the cusp of retirement and your goal is to create a pension-like guaranteed income, you can ignore the noise and simply buy a single premium immediate annuity. If your goal, for example, is to invest, you have other options. The fastest growing annuity nowadays is a fixed indexed annuity. You put your money in and you get a return linked to, though not necessarily matching, the performance of a market barometer such as the Standard & Poor's 500 index of large U.S. stocks. We've all heard about that. Generally, your investment is protected if the index declines, while your gains might be lower than that of the actual index. With a variable annuity, you pick from a menu of stock and bond funds and let that money grow tax deferred. You can add on features called riders that protect your principal or let you lock in a minimum income, usually with what's called a guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit. The acronym is GLWB. And in most cases, your heirs can inherit a death benefit. The fourth thing to know about an annuity is safety comes first. The price of this protection can be high and tough to tease out. Basic fees plus the cost of a GLWB rider might add as much as 3% every year. So if you invested, for example, $6,000 annually in a variable annuity that returned 7% per year before expenses were deducted, you'd have about $75,000 in your account after 10 years. However, with a mutual fund charging, say, 0.2% annually, that same market performance would leave you, after expenses, with about $87,700. Limits on fixed index, sometimes called equity indexed annuities, are another cost. I know this is really getting complicated, but if you have questions about this, you can always send me an email, freddie@freddiebell.com, and we'd love to share that information with you. Now, if an insurance company caps annual returns of an S&P 500 linked annuity at 6%, that's the most you'd earn in a year, even if the S&P gains 19% as it did back in 2017. And if you want to get out of a fixed index or variable annuity, you might pay a big, what they call, surrender charge, particularly in the first years after buying it. But still, such an annuity with a guaranteed benefit might be a good choice if you can't stand risk. And number five, the seller and the salesperson matter. Shop for single premium immediate annuities at sites such as immediateannuities.com or incomesolutions.com. We have no financial relationship to these websites. These two sites have quotes from various insurers. You might want to pick an insurer with a high grade, say at least an A minus by the firm AM Best. They rate insurance companies. All you need to know is their credit rating and their payouts. Comparisons are tougher for a fixed indexed annuity or variable annuity, but be sure to understand the fees and surrender charges that you might face. There are a number of companies that offer relatively low-cost variables. And finally, if a financial advisor suggests buying an annuity, ask what your alternatives are. We have given you the five things you should know about annuities. Number one, they're simple and they're complicated. Number two, they require a commitment. Number three, you need to know what you want before you make any type of purchase with an annuity. Also understand, number four, that safety comes first. Protect your money. And then number five, the seller and the salespersons matter when it comes to annuities and especially your money. We're talking finance and retirement income on New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our show continues right now.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears. to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Hey, ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
The Twelve Powers is conceived by Charles Fillmore as the most complete and complex system of self-development in our unity tradition. In the past year, I've given a monthly lesson to briefly highlight each power, calling our attention to the beautiful sanctuary windows as a constant artistic reminder of the spiritual faculties we are each unfolding in our individual lives. Michael Madej, a past editor of Unity Books, wrote, "Just as Jesus tended to send his disciples out two by two, or in other combinations greater than one, the powers themselves do not truly work in isolation. If you contemplate it, you can see that the power of life needs the power of divine discrimination, of wisdom, and that this power of love can balance our power of right judgment. Faith works wonderfully well with understanding. Imagination is activated by the power of order, and so on. In reality, all the powers are always at work, even when one seems to be predominating. All are really the Christ power manifesting itself in different ways. The Christ is the vine, the powers are the branches, and the branches tend to intertwine. This rhythmic interplay of these divine powers is where the fun begins. In our beautiful sanctuary, you can look at these 12-power window designs and see many possible pairings of the powers. Which power is next to which in the windows? Or which power is opposite another power in the sanctuary? It can pique our attention to imagine how these ideal spiritual faculties that God has created with us, how they can dance or rhythmically interact one with another. Now, in the ultimate Christ consciousness, in the perfection of our being, the 12 powers are fully active and perfectly balanced. Yet most of us, and I'm certainly speaking for myself, are works in progress. Balancing the powers that we are becoming aware of and discovering new powers as we live this life. There are many images of the 12 powers that we can consider. One might be to consider these powers like balls that we are juggling. I thought I would demonstrate this morning trying to juggle with 12 different colored balls, but I could kind of see what the result might be. Or we can consider the prismatic colors of the rainbow as they indicate different colors within the refraction of pure white light. In this way, we understand the ultimate Christ-given light, that spiritual light within us, is revealed in various shades of color within our individual souls. If you have artistic skills, you may think of the 12 powers as a paint palette from which you take the various colors to express your unique life story. Some people meditate upon color. They go beyond just physically seeing blue or green, and they begin to inwardly experience what it is to dwell in blue, to dwell in green, in life itself. These are just a few ways that we can deepen our experience of the powers and not simply just repeat definitions of the powers as I or Charles Fillmore have given them. We can imaginatively live with them. So every other month throughout 2019, I will ask us to consider a rhythm or interaction between different powers among the 12. Of course, you can use combinations that you feel are important to your life at this present time, but I'm going to invite us to consider different pairings. Today, we're going to look at the pairing most often acknowledged by Charles Fillmore and other teachers who have followed him in unity, as well as those beyond unity that understand these divine ideals in the human being. The mighty duo we're going to look at today is wisdom and love. These essential powers. Since Fillmore saw the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ as the great examples of the power, we can begin by recalling that the brothers Zebedee, that is James and John, represent wisdom and love. Together they form a great solar or sun center within the human being, as Charles described it, most often referred to as the solar plexus. Love associated with the heart region and with wisdom here at the solar plexus. Because of this, Charles would refer to James and John as sons of thunder, of power, so that we might know when we balance wisdom and love in our life, we have intense power for creative activity. Wisdom, or right judgment, is essentially the ability to discriminate or determine the qualities of various things, ideas, and forces, to determine a yes and a no. Or I gravitate toward this idea and not this one. A discriminating, discerning power. Love, on the other hand, is essentially the awareness of unity among all things, ideas, and forces. So as we balance these great powers within, we can understand the axiom frequently used by the unity minister Eric Butterworth. He had this phrase, "We are the each-ness within the all-ness." We are the each-ness in the all-ness. His Unity Center in New York City has an artistic rendering in the sanctuary, just like we have the 12 power windows. He has the symbol of the sacred divine individuality within the all-ness of creative life. So let's consider this rhythm this balanced activity between wisdom and love in our daily lives. Wisdom, when taken to the extreme, this act of discerning, of discriminating, of judging, if taken to the extreme, can lead us to a black and white approach to the laws of life.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.